Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines, scores, and we start with Tyreek Hill getting shipped down to Florida. The Kansas City Chiefs traded six-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Tyreek Hill to the Miami Dolphins for five draft picks, their 2022 first, second, and fourth, plus their fourth and sixth in the 2023 draft. The Dolphins are also giving Hill a four-year, $120 million extension, including $72.2 million guaranteed, and also including $52.5 million at signing. My goodness, that's a lot of money. The deal makes Hill the highest paid wide receiver in NFL history. The $72.2 million total becomes fully guaranteed at the start of next year. The three-year deal is worth the same. Both the New York Jets and Dolphins had traded in place for Hill, and he just chose the Dolphins over New York. Look, he chose Miami over New York, which I can understand considering I did the exact same thing. New York City COVID-19 mandate for athletes will be lifted today. New York City Mayor Eric Adams will lift the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate on athletes, paving the way for Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving to play at Barclays Center on Sunday and for unvaccinated New York Yankees and Mets players to play in their April home openers. The rollback of the mandate that is applied to all private businesses in the city would cover professional athletes and performers and come on the heels of the discussion, given that, you know, NBA teams and MLB teams, given that long-awaited move would finally come to fruition. Look, no offense to the Nets, no offense to the NBA, but this is the Yankees and the Mets are talking about, all right? According to sources at ESPN, because the MLB has the lowest vaccination rate of the four major men professional sports leagues, baseball officials were working with the mayor's office to push for updates to the mandates. You know, it's the Yankees. Denver Nuggets reach a multi-year extension with coach Michael Malone. Malone, who had the 22-2023 season remaining on his deal, will now be tied to the franchise over the next few years. One of the best coaches in the league gets to keep coaching the best player in the league. Go Nuggets. Let's get to some NBA scores. Celtics steamroll the Jazz 125-97, 26 for Tatum and Brown. They ended the first quarter with a 39-24 lead. They were 15 of 19 from the field, 7-9 from beyond the arc. They were 10 of 10 for their first shots. Amazing performance on the Celtics. They are looking fantastic. Who isn't looking fantastic are the Miami Heat. The Warriors beat the Heat 118-104 without Steph Clay or Draymond. Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler get into a shouting fight on the sideline. Udonis Haslem also got involved. It was pretty messy. Heat still sit at the number one spot in the East, but they've lost two straight now in four of their last six. Grizzlies beat the Nets without Ja Morant, 132-120. Durant and Kyrie combined for 78 points, but their team defense is just so bad. 132 points to the Grizzlies without Ja Morant. Not a great look, though they have been very good this year without him. I believe they're 7-1. Durant and Kyrie, like I said, 78 points, but just hard to view them as a real title threat until they figure that defense out. Suns over the Wolves, 125-116. Great game. Two really good teams. I hope we get a playoff series with these two. 76ers beat the Lakers, 126-121. No LeBron, but Harden and Embiid, they were all right. Moments we're watching today. One national game in the NBA. Suns Nuggets, 9 p.m. on NBA TV. Awesome game. Suns are the best team in basketball. Nuggets are the best player in basketball. Should be a party. Only other fun game, Cavs Raptors, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time on Buzzer. Two playoff teams, plus you get Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, and Scottie Barnes. Giannis is also on versus the Wizards at 8 p.m. March Madness returns, 7:09 Eastern time. Number 1 Gonzaga versus number 4 Arkansas on CBS. 7:29, number 2 Villanova versus number 11 Michigan on TBS. Late slate, 9:39 Eastern time. Number 2 Duke versus number 3 Texas Tech back on CBS. And then 9:59, not 10 p.m., okay? 1 minute before at 9:59. You got to be there exactly 9:59. Number 1 Arizona versus number 5 Houston. Should be a blast when Women's tournament comes back tomorrow. For our FanDuel fast break, we've got three lines again tonight. Duke, Texas Tech, a pick'em on FanDuel currently, at least at the time of recording this. I'm sure this line will shake out to -1 on either side. UCLA a -2.5 against UNC. They're sitting at -110. That UCLA team is a lot of fun. I love that guy that they have who came over from Eastern Washington. And finally, just for fun, a +375 money line bet for Arkansas to, somehow beat Gonzaga. That's kind of the fun of March Madness, right? You just make a random bet and you run with it. No parlay today, guys. I can't straddle you with the burden of my fun. Excuse me. On this day in sports history, back in 2019, American League MVP Mike Trout signs the biggest contract in North American sports history, worth $426.5 million over the course of 12 years with the Los Angeles Angels. Worth every penny. Mike Trout is the best player in baseball and the legend of our time. That's all I'm going to say. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDean, and you can follow Buzzer on all platforms at Buzzer. If you haven't already, check out the Buzzer app available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.